Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of your favorite podcast, Radical Talks with Tia Darcelle. And you already know who it is. It's your girl, Tia Darcelle. What's happening? What's up? What y'all got going on, man? It's Sunday for me. So I don't know what day it's going to be when you listen to this, but it's Sunday fun day. Now, I'm actually at work. You know what I'm saying? I work on Sunday. Yesterday was a Shabbat for me. You know, I got a whole lot of rest in, and I blessed the Most High for that and for the opportunity to rest, because lately I've been tired, you know what I mean? And I'm realizing that I'm not a spring chicken anymore. And we say that in the country. I don't know if y'all say that where y'all at. That mean I'm not as young as I used to be, amen? And this age catch up to me from time to time, and my body be needing to rest. But nonetheless, I bless the Most High for life, for health, for strength, for the restoration of my heart, my mind, my body, and my soul, right? So, it's a blessing, right? It's a pleasure. It's a blessing. And I'm excited to be able to record this episode, you know? I'm excited to be able to walk in obedience, right, to the Most High. Because y'all, your girl been slipping. And I told y'all, and I'm going to keep telling y'all until I'm on track and consistent like I know I should be, I'm going to keep calling myself out. So I would recommend you doing that in your own personal lives as well, because if we don't call ourselves out, then we going to get offended when other people call us out, right? So don't let that spirit of offense come up over you, right? Check me out now. So before I hopped on here to start recording, I was praying to the Most High, like, man, Abba, what do you want me to talk to your people about? Like, what is it that you would want me to say, that you would have me to say? What is it that I am experiencing or have experienced that they may or may not be going through, right? I know if he gives me a word, just like if he gives you a word and it's coming directly from him, somebody need to hear it. Whether it's one person, five, or ten, somebody need to hear it, right? So the thing for the day is, and I don't know how long it's going to be. That's why I never try to like set specific timelines for the post, for the podcast, right? Because I mean, I let the Holy Spirit move. I do things with decency and in order, but I don't just be all super long-winded that I'm taking up your whole day. But I got to make sure I get up out of me what he put up in me, right? So I bless him for that again. And today, my question to everybody is, including myself, what are you willing to let go of for the Most High? Yeah, I know. Trust me. What are you willing to let go of for the Most High? And I'm asking you this because he asked me. And when he asked me, I was uncertain, right, as to what I was willing to let go of. And on top of the uncertainty, I just knew for sure I was sounding like Peter for a minute, like, yeah, I'll never turn my back on you, right? I'll never, ever do that. Me, no, I love you. I am sold out to the Most High. Ain't no swaying me. We locked in, Abba. Yeah, but in reality, it's some things that I was not willing to give up, that I was not ready to give up. And I had to come to the realization that, man, maybe you don't love the Most High like you say you do, Tia. And a lot of people don't like to say that about themselves, but in reality, it'd be truth, right? Because if you stand in front of that mirror and you look at yourself and you know the things that you're doing behind closed doors, you know the things that you're doing when nobody is looking, and you know that the Most High is not pleased with the things that you are doing, then those are the things that you don't want to let go of, or those are the things that you're not willing to let go of, right? Because you want to try to play God, you want to try to play Elohim, Adonai, and do what you want to do, and do what he tell you to do in front of people. In reality, what that is being lukewarm, right? So you need to really, you, meaning you, me, us, you really need to go back and look over your life and be honest with yourself about where you're at, where you're trying to be, and where the Most High is calling you to be, because that is the only way that you're going to walk this thing out, and that's the only way that you're going to worship him in spirit and in truth. So a quick disclaimer, I don't know what the sound is going to be like. I did a little test run and it sounded good to me, but I'm actually recording this episode in my car because, like I said, I'm at work, so I came outside and took a little break to actually record this. But anyway, you got to be able to see the vision, right? You got to be able to see spiritually, ruachly, in the spirit, as to where the Most High is sending you, where he's calling you, the tribal people that he's calling you to. But you also got to be willing to look at yourself and examine yourself to see, man, What is it that I need to let go of? What is it that I need to allow him to prune up off of me, right? Because we know gardeners, they do the pruning, right? So what do I need to release? What do I need to let go of in order for me to be who he's calling me to be in this season, in this moment, in this lifetime, right? Because whatever it is that he's placed inside of you, it is for this exact moment. Whatever your moment may be, your moment may not look like my moment. And my moment may not look like the next person's moment. But if I'm walking in the spirit, if I'm walking in the Ruach, then that means that I am being who he's called me to be. That means that I am operating from a place of my spirit and not my flesh. So that means that I have to be willing to let go of anything that's feeding my carnal man, anything that's feeding my flesh, anything that is causing me to step outside of the will of the Most High Yah, right? So you got to take a look at yourself. And we live in a world where we've been taught that it is okay to point the finger. We live in a world where we have been taught that the only way that we can be successful is to boo-boo on everybody else, right? It's to do what everybody else is doing, talk how everybody else is talking, and move how everybody else is moving. So you got to be willing to let go of the things of your past, let go of the things that have held you down for so long, let go of the things that have caused you to be inconsistent in your life in order to fully operate in the calling that the Most High has called you to. You got to understand that he's put you here for other people, not just you. Your life is not yours anymore. When you gave him your yes, when you decided, you know what, I want to live for you, I want to let go of the old man. I want to let go of who I've been being, right? I want to no longer be a pothead. I want to no longer be an alcoholic. I want to no longer pop these pills or snort this powder, right? I don't want to let every word come out of my mouth be a cuss word, because he said blessings and curses cannot proceed out of the same mouth. I don't want to be a drunk, because he said be ye sober, be ye watchful, be vigilant, right? He said that the enemy is roaring, seeking whom he may devour. So if he doing all of these things and I'm not on my post, how can I be ready, right? So I got to be willing to let go of something. I got to be willing to let go of this horniness. I got to be willing to let go of this flesh. I got to be willing to let go of this love, this fornication, this adultery, this gluttony, all of these things that I'm doing. I got to be willing to let it go, right? Does that mean that all of these things are just going to disappear overnight? Absolutely not. That is not what it means. Does it mean that my stuff cannot be instantly? Now, he can take it away instantly. It's up to you, and it's up to the Most High, because he is an Elohim of the supernatural, right? He can speak a thing and it be such right now in this moment, and nothing else matters. Just because it takes somebody a long time to get over something does not mean it's going to take you a long time to get over something. Right? Everybody's journey is different. But the end goal of every believer should always be the same. That you're going to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's it. That's what we're living for, right? So we're living selflessly to make it to the end and to bring as many people with us as we can. That's why in Matthew 28, he gave us the Great Commission. If you don't know, go read Matthew 28. He's telling you to go out, heal the sick, raise the dead, baptize, make believers. You know what I'm saying? Do all of these things in my name. But you're not doing it because you're so good. You're not doing it because you're so powerful. You're so holier than thou. You're so anointed. No, you're doing it because of the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. You're doing it because of the Messiah. Yeah, you know what's crazy? I got to pause because the enemy must ain't want this word to come forth, right? Because my whole phone just cut off. But it's all good. All praises to the Most High for being able to pick up where I left off. And thank you so much for the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, that I know where he was taking me to in the conversation, right? So what I was saying was, it is because of the Messiah that laid down his life so you could live again, so that you could be this person that he's called you to be today. So don't ever get it twisted to think that it's by your might, it's by your power that you're able to do the things that you're doing now, because it's not. And you wouldn't even be who you are without him. If the Most High didn't love us enough to show us that, you know what, I'm going to take on human form in the form of my son, I'm going to send him down there, flesh and bones, just like you. But guess what? He is 100% man and he is 100% Elohim. You can't be like him. But guess what he said? Greater works will you do, right? But we are a replica of him, which means we look like him according to our works. We look like him according to how we're living. That's why we can move how we move.
So we supposed to be selfless, y'all. Like, we supposed to really be willing to lay it all down for other people. Because if you ain't taking nobody with you, I don't care if you are a musician, if you are a artist, a painter, if you are a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, it does not matter what it is. And you are a believer. If you are operating in that job, in that field, in that gift, if you are not changing lives while you're doing it, you are not doing what he called you to be. Right? When I say changing lives, it don't matter if it's one. It don't matter if it's two. Somebody need to be touched by what it is that you got going on in your life. Period. There's no if, no ends, no buts about it, and there's absolutely no way around it. So if you're not operating to your full capacity of the spirit that he's placed inside of you, then that, my friend, means that there is some work that still has to be done inside of you. That means that there's still something inside of you that needs to be let go of. So again, my question is, what are you willing to let go of for the Most High? And I say this because, y'all, I'm going to be honest, and y'all know I already am. I always am. And to all of my believers, my saints and my ain'ts, you know, I'm trying to be transparent simply because the Most High created me this way. And I tell y'all oftentimes, like when I was in the world, I was wild. You know, a lot of people down here where I'm back now, my hometown, they don't understand it because they wasn't around me. But the people in the city, they know how I was living and the things that I was doing, right? And I was always on 10. I was always ready to go. I was ready to turn up. I was ready to cut up. I'm ready to pull a pistol out in a second. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of things that I was ready to do at a minute's notice. But that was my flesh, man. That was the enemy operating within me, right? Getting me to think, oh, you so big. You so bad. You so bold over here. So now Most High, like, yo, you don't come over here teeter-tottering. Don't come over here playing with me. Come over here with that same energy. Just switch it around and use it for my good, right? So I said all that to say it was some things when I came over here, when I started walking for the Most High, when I started living for Elohim, that I wasn't ready to let go of. And then it was some things that I thought I had let go of that popped back up in my life. And he showed me that, you didn't fully get to the root of this. You didn't fully go down and dig deep and let me excavate this and clean you all the way up like you thought you did. You just had not been put in a situation that brought this thing back to life, right? So I had to really reevaluate myself, reevaluate my mindset, and reevaluate how much I thought or I said that I love the Most High. Because if you love him for real, you're giving it all up. Whether it's over time, whether it's overnight, it does not matter. When you love him for real, you let it go, right? And I was talking to Brody this morning. Shout out to my aunt T. Lou. We was talking about believers that are striving to do better, that may fall into temptation, that may fall into sin, but you're not living a constant life of sin. That is a totally different ball game, right? If you're striving to be better, if you're striving to follow the Most High's commands and his statutes and his will, that's totally different than somebody that wake up every day and purposely sin. You know, so there was a point when I got over here, I started making a decision that I was going to intentionally live a life of sin. And it was because I got caught up temporarily in my flesh, because I lived the homosexual lesbian life for 15 years, right? So I just knew when I got over here, there was not one single thing that a man could do that would make me fall into temptation, that would make me have sex outside of marriage, that would make me be lustful, that would make me yearn and desire to feel the desires of my flesh, right? So the Most I had to say, you know what, let me humble you, because you up there a little bit, right? So who are you to think that it'll never happen to you? So, you know what I'm saying? Lo and behold, this gentleman comes along. You know what I mean? He was a little fine. You feel me? He looked a little good, you know? So I'm like, okay, dang, he fine. First of all, that's what threw me off, because I was looking at him like, oh my goodness, he fine. Not like, oh, this is a nice gentleman. He's very attractive, you know? No, man, I'm like, oh my gosh, he is fine. You know what I mean? And this was new to me, right? Because I had talked to guys. I had dated a couple of guys, but there was not one that accommodated the needs of this lustful flesh like he did. So I made a decision. I made a conscious decision. There was no peer pressure. There was nothing on his end that made me think that, oh my God, you're pressuring me to do these things. No, I made a decision and I did some things that were not pleasing to the Most High. I fell into fornication, right? So at the moment, I'm like, Abba, and this is how the devil had tricked me, right? This is how he played with my mind. I'm going to tell Abba on the way to this man's house, right? Like, listen, Abba, it's already in my heart. It's already on my mind. I'm about to go over here and sin. So I have not sinned in this way in 2.5 years. 2.5 years, I had not been with absolutely nobody in that manner, right? So I'm thinking like, how in the world am I gonna get up out of this after it had happened? But once it happened, like, my flesh was like, oh, this is all right right here. I could do this. But then, after a while, the conviction set in. And it was some real conviction. It wasn't none of that patty cake. Like, bro, I felt like the end of the world was here. But one thing about it, it did not turn into condemnation. And I blessed the Most High for that, because I was still able to see that the Most High was still working in me, right? I was able to still feel the conviction and know that what I was doing was wrong. And I don't want to live this way, right? I don't want to choose anything or anybody else over you. So I got to figure out what I need to do. Because my mind was saying one thing, my heart was saying one thing, but my spirit was turned up bad. Like, yo, you tripping. Stop playing. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Till the weapons gonna form, but they not gonna prosper. 1,000 may fall on your left, 10,000 may fall on your right, but none of them gonna come nigh to you. So I'm saying all of these things, I'm declaring all of these scriptures, but my flesh is killing me. You know what I'm saying? Instead of me killing and mortifying the deeds of my flesh was taking me out, y'all. So what I had to do was go back to the drawing board. I had to say, Abba, I need you to please kill anything in me that's killing the you in me. I need you to shape and mold and change my desires so that they are in alignment with your will and your way for my life. I am sorry. I am sorry. Just like that man that said, I believe, but help my unbelief. When he was saying to the Most High, like, yo, I know you can heal my son, right? I know you can heal him. You can stop him from throwing himself into the fire, throwing himself into the water, which wasn't nothing but a demonic possession. But the disciples couldn't get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? And the Most High said, some things only come out through fasting and prayer. But he said, do you believe? I believe, but I need you to help my unbeliefs. So there was somewhere inside of me that I didn't believe that, okay, Tia, the Most High got a husband for you, right? And he's going to be everything you've ever desired. So there's no need for you to settle in this area. There's no need for you to give your body up to this individual, to this gentleman, and your spirit is dying every time you do so, right? So I had to really understand who I was, which helped me to understand whose I was, which caused me to walk a little bit differently along the way, right? That does not mean I've never fallen again, but it helped me to have a better understanding of who the Most High called me to be. It helped me to have a better understanding of Romans 12:1-2, right? I had to present my body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to the eye of the Most High. It's my reasonable service. That means it's the least that I could do, right? He done sent his son down here to die for me, to take on human form, and he didn't sin not one time. Not one time did he sin. So I'm down here, and I can't even live 30, 40 years, 50, 60 years without doing it as much. And he done went and came down here in all of his magnificence, his holiness, his purity. You hear what I'm saying? So it really just made me feel like a trash can, no cap. But it also helped me to understand that I'm absolutely nothing without the Most High, right? He's everything without me, and I'm nothing without him. So I'm just giving you an example of a time when I had to look in the mirror and say, Tia, you are choosing wrong. You have placed something, you have placed someone above the Most High. So what are you really willing to let go of for him? Are you even willing to let go of something for him? So I'm up here tripping in my mind, like, yo, you letting him down. You not pleasing him. He not happy with you. You know what I'm saying? But then that's when the enemy plants the seeds and he tries to come in and plant that condemnation. But the devil is a lie. The Most High came in and swooped me up, even in the midst of my dirtiness, even in the midst of my poor decisions, even in the midst of me feeding my flesh. And he showed me that I was still worth it and that he did not desert me, right? I was here all along, Tia. I've been with you even now. So let me know in this exact moment, will you choose me? What are you willing to let go of for me? You know what I'm saying? There's been plenty of times when I was in the world smoking weed, getting drunk, snorting powder, popping pills, having sex with this girl, that guy, and didn't even feel no remorse about it because I decided this is the life that I'm living because people hurt me. So guess what I'm about to do? I'm about to hurt myself and I'm about to hurt other people, which was the trick of the enemy, man. Playing these mind games all up in my mind, all up in my heart, had me operating out of a place of emotions, was nothing spiritual about it. Yeah, I felt some conviction in the back of my mind. I knew it was wrong, but at that point I was ready to die for it. Hell did not even scare me back then. You know what I mean? It didn't even scare me to a certain extent. But then when the Most High started coming for me, when he started changing me, reaching out, and I'm feeling a tug, right? So I'm like, man, I can't even keep doing this. I'm thinking about my daughter now, right? My daughter, she's seeing me wilding. She's seeing all these different women in and out of my life. She's seeing me trying to come up out of this lifestyle, talking to this dude, but I can't stay over here because my heart ain't in it. My spirit ain't ready to be sold out to the Most High. I want what I want, right? But then I had to understand the Bible said that my obedience will free up generations to come. So I had to be selfless and understand if I keep doing this, what about my daughter? At the time, I didn't have grandkids, but what about my grandkids, right? Now that I have them, I'm really out here trying to fight this flesh every day. I don't always get it right. I tell y'all that all the time, man. But I try to operate in them two greatest commandments, to love Adonai, your Elohim, Yahuwah, with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And as long as I get up every single day striving for this, I am fighting to keep the Most High in the number one spot of my life. Nobody said it was going to be easy. This life does not get easier. If somebody told you that, they are lying. What happens is you get stronger. So the things that were so hard before, they become less harder because now you're stronger. Now you are tapping into the Holy Spirit, the Ruach that's inside of you. Now you are praying more. Now you are fasting more. Now you are building yourself up in your most holiest faith, right? Now you are doing all of these things and now it seems easier, but you're just growing. You're basking in who he's called you to be. So don't let nobody tell you any differently. You are all that you need to be in this moment. You just gotta walk in it. You gotta walk in it. Excuse me. You gotta walk in. I'm getting all emotional, y'all. But you really gotta walk in it because I know where he's brought me from, right? I know where I've been. A lot of people don't even know the depths of my story. They don't know the depths of my testimony. They don't know the depths of the wickedness that I was living in. All people see is homosexuality when they look at me. No, that's not all he's brought me from. It's way bigger than that. Homosexuality wasn't even the root of it, right? That wasn't even the root of it. I'm telling you. It's so many things that I could say. It's so many things that I could do. You know what I'm saying? But I just need y'all to understand that it's never too late, right? If you're his, you've been his from the jump. If you are his, he has not forgotten about you. If you are his, he will still hold you in the palm of his hand. He said that you cannot be plucked from his hand. He said that there is nothing that nobody could do. There is nothing that nobody could do that would ever take you from him. Because he loves you. Because he wants to keep you safe in his arms, right? And I'm not just talking about no gospel song. I'm talking about he wants to protect you. He wants to be your everything. He wants to be your go-to. He wants to be your confidant. He wants to be your father. He wants to be your mother. During those dark times when you had nobody, when you were crying, all of those tears were not in vain. Abba was right there with you all along. All he wanted was your yes. All he wanted was for you to surrender your will and your way to his. He wanted you to get up each and every single day and choose him. He wanted that, man. That's all it took. When I did that, no matter how many times I failed, he searched me. Like Psalm 139, he knew my heart. I asked him, test me and know my anxious thoughts and see if there's any offensive way in me, Abba, and lead me in the way everlasting. The way everlasting is his way, his word, his will, his plans for my life. And the same thing goes for each and every one of y'all, man. I need you to understand that you are not a lost cause. You heard me? You got to choose him, though. You got to get up every day, put one foot in front of the next and say, Abba, I know I'm going to get it wrong, but help me to get it right. You got to denounce. You got to renounce. You got to come against all of them ungodly soul ties that you have connected yourself to, myself included. Right now, I'm fighting a soul tie that is so strong. Every day, I'm doing the same thing. I'm already trying to kill it with the help of the Most High, with the leading of the Holy Spirit. I'm like, Abba, I don't even know how I got caught up in this situation. And this ain't even a situation that I've been dibbing and dabbing in. And no, it don't got nothing to do with no woman. So, oh my goodness. For the people that know me, you already know how I rock. I ain't nothing nobody daughter could ever do no more to get me, right? He already done tried to come back and get me last year. You know what I'm saying? I had to bob and weave, stick and move to get up out of there. You hear me? So, I want you to understand that just because you choose him does not mean that you don't gotta fight. You gotta fight. You gotta fight. You gotta fight, and you gotta fight like your life depends on it, because it does, right? There are people that are connected to the anointing and the favor upon your life. There are people that are connected to your deliverance, and they will not be set free if you die in your mess, right? So stop living for you. Stop living for you. You did that when you was in the world. You can't make me think that you can come over and live for the Most High and still do every single thing that you was doing in the world and say that you love him. I'm not going to put my mouth on you. I'm saying, if you love him unconditionally, you're going to have that 1 Corinthians love. That 1 Corinthians 13, if I'm not mistaken. You're going to have that kind of love, right? If you got that kind of love, you gonna get convicted, man. You ain't gonna wanna live how you been living. So tell me again, what are you willing to let go of for the Most High? He's waiting on you. He is calling you. And we need you in the kingdom. I need y'all just like y'all need me. I don't get it right all the time. I bless the Most High for the people that he got around me that are able to pour into me, that are able to call me out in my mess. Like, I got a group of friends right now. I ain't a lot of us, but I said it like it is. But I got a group of people right now. I got a group of ladies right now. I can call them no cap and be like, listen, y'all, I am extremely in my flesh today. This lust is crawling up my leg. My hormones are taking over. And I'm almost 2 seconds away from calling this man and telling him, doo, 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 doo. You know what I'm saying? Who the who? You heard me? Forget what they're going to tell me. Let's get into this word. Stop playing. I mean, the feelings that you're feeling are natural, but it ain't for that, man. That belongs to your husband. You belong to your husband. You belong to a king. Get you some people around you that's going to pour into you, that's going to call you out of your mess, that are going to ask you, Till, what are you willing to let go of for the Most High? You know what I'm saying? Whether it's I want to go get drunk today, or I want to get high, whatever your thing is, whatever your level of conviction is, when you get convicted to the point, because it's not a sin to drink, right? And the Most High calls some people out of drinking completely. Like right now, I'm in a space where I can't even drink at all. I can't drink no wine, no liquor, no nothing, right? I'm not saying that I won't ever get past that, but the Most High has told me, until you get with your husband, until you get married, nah, it's a wrap. You done. Nope. I don't know why he told me that, but all I know is I gotta walk in obedience, because he told me to let go of it right now in this season. So I'm gonna do that, right? So I'm telling you to take everything to the Father. Take your fears, your concerns, your hurt, your trauma, the abuse, the letdowns, every single thing that you are holding on to that you know he's calling you to let go of, take it to him and choose him. And Joshua, he said, choose ye this day who you going to serve. You going to serve the Elohim of your forefathers, or you going to serve our Elohim, the Messiah, Yahuwah, Yahusha. You know what I'm saying? The big God, big G-O-D, never the little one. Yeah, but I'm going on and on, y'all, because I really felt this, because the Most High telling me this every single day, Till. What are you willing to let go of for me? Choose me, because I chose you, right? We'll choose these no good men and women before we even choose the Most High. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. And he told me that I never forget. I was coming off of a fast, man, a long fast, right? And he asked me, like, what's up? Then what he told me to do. He said, treat me like you treat your man. Treat me like you would treat your man. I said, oh my goodness. Because guess what I do? Sit and hold a phone with these counterfeits. Sit and talk to them all day long. Listening to them do stuff. Cuss. And do all of these things that I don't even do. No shade to nobody that does. But I don't do it. I don't agree with it. You know what I'm saying? So what is it? Right? So let go of these things Adonai. Elohim. Let these things go. Operate in your spirit and not your flesh, man. And y'all already know I'm here. One call, that's all. Holler at your girl. Text me. Call me. Message me. Inbox me. I love y'all. The right way. The wrong way. The long way. And the strong way. And I pray anytime I open my mouth on her that it blesses somebody. That it makes somebody want to change their life. Look at their life and choose Abba, our Elohim, like never before. You already know how I'm going. I'm going to say it again for the ones that didn't hear me the first time. I love y'all. The right way. The wrong way. The long way. And the strong way.